Always great. We have a fantastic calendar. Every weekend, something going on. I'm going to walk through this. Wilson Creek Trails. We had a beautiful event in Binding Creek Park. Families came out. They put chalk art on all the trails out there. We handed out breakfast food. We had the Parks Foundation out there, the tent, giving information out, sharing their core mission, and their team photo. So, a great event. Next, we had Mary Boat Craig Park, our opening there. This is the park. This is by Slaughter Elementary, off of 75. There's some pictures of the park all finished and shiny new. They'll never look this good again.
Right.
Now, kids are on it. It's already been beat up. You know how it goes. Case in point, our skate spot, not a skate park, our skate spot is already beat up. This is an opening day, so the paint's already. Because kids have been out for a month. We did something pretty cool there. We had a skateboarding demo, so professional skateboarders came out, put on some stuff. Then we gave out 75 free skateboards.
Whoa.
Kids.
Wow.
So all the kids who came got a free skateboard.
That's awesome.
So a great event, very, very successful. Next, we had a movie in the park at El Washoe Park. We played Top Gun Maverick. Great view here. This is my seats. I'm there with my wife hanging out, having a soda pop, watching a nice movie. But this is the pavilion we built. Remember this? This is a bathroom. We went above and beyond. We don't just build bathrooms in McKinney. We do this. Multi-purpose building. So now in the movies, people sit on these great seats. You're covered, ambient lighting. It's really special. It's perfect. Yeah, really cool. After that, we had our indoor courts opening. As you know, we've built a brand new indoor tennis center. We've also changed this up. I'll remind people, we have 4 dedicated pickleball courts in the center. We took out a tennis court, so it's now a dedicated pickleball. Here's a shot inside. Here's people mingling before. This is the cool part of our project. You can actually sit up top and look down, which is really a great perspective. We had a really good turnout, I think, for this. Ribbon cutting. Of course, there's Matt Hanley, you know Matt, who runs our tennis center for us. So really fantastic. And also in July, we had something called North Texas Guard Games. All the lifeguards from different cities in North Texas come together and compete. Bragging rights and trophies and so on. We had 4 teams go, 3 teams placed high enough to go to state. So big win for us. Here's the team right there with trophies. This is what we do. They actually simulate rescues. and get judged on how they communicate, how fast they do it. Do they fill out the check spots if they do it? So it's a great event to get to know each other. More than that, it confirms that we're doing the right training and our kids are mature enough to actually do it when it really counts. So we are really special. They went to state, no trophies out of state, but great experience. One group they put them first in the scenario.
Surveillance.
That's it. Yep. So good experience. Next year we'll do it again. Looking ahead now. Current Grand Soccer Complex. You know this disgusting picture we have of all the dead grass and some poorly built synthetic turf fields. It's all gone. Entrance ways, you guys have seen these images before. As a reminder, that's our new entrance to the facility being built right now. And that's it as of yesterday, Jenny, right? Since from yesterday? These are drone shots taken yesterday. So all the fields have been dug out. So digging down 8 to 10 feet, taking all the soil off-site, bringing better soil in. Now we're getting it all graded and ready for the turf. Massive project. This is a $25 million project that we're doing together. So they're starting to put some fine grading on there. We'll put the turf down at the very end. Once the turf goes down, people want to play on it. We want to make sure we have fencing up first and locks on the gates, and we'll put down the carpet. That's one more shot of that project. Great ranch.
I have a question.
Yeah, please.
When do you think that's going to be ready though?
So I will say this, we're anticipating first quarter of next year, and we're going to hit that target.
Before the end of March?
Yes.
Awesome.
100%. Yeah. If the weather keeps cooperating, we could be done by January and playing in February.
Because the weather always cooperates.
I know, I said it out loud enough.
I hope it rains.
I've got karma somewhere. Yeah. Yeah. Great ranch, this question comes up all the time. What are we going to do with the big fields in Great Ranch? So I did ask Martin to do a test case, cut some grass out there, see if there's some quality fields out there. Not going great. It would also cost us about $80,000 to get irrigation out there, make the grass actually pop. So we're not doing that. We pull that money off, we're using it for a different project. So in the near term, no soccer fields are going on in Great Ranch. So no practice fields right now. We just can't get the grow right. What we think would happen here, here's my vision, more so than anybody else's, is you know, do something there, something more natural, right? Trails going through, pockets of playgrounds, keep it open. That's kind of the idea that I would see there, probably more so than sports fields, but we can pivot, you know, we pivot all the time.
We're going to build that city behind there, too.
Well, that's plan B. It's a secret.
That's a bad idea.
There's a bar right here.
That's
bad.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's it.
Make your property work.
Very good. Ocala Golf Course is closed down, as you know. We are on pace to open up back in September. We had a couple of hiccups. Here's a picture of Ryan took today when he was out there. The grasses, the greens are growing in. We're cutting greens, so that's good. We had a major catastrophe, though. The well pump failed. And our pond was starting to go down and going down. We had about a day to 2 days left of water. Public Works came through, stepped up, got stuff fixed for us. We had water back on, but we had some days we could not water the fairways just because of water greens, most important. It'll take 2 or 3 weeks to fertilize it and make them pop again, but we feel pretty confident that in September we should be opening back up. So that's good news for us.
I got a question. But that will be back up with the youth that membership.
We'll talk about that, if anything, a little bit, nothing substantial, because we have the brand new greens, the brand new golf carts came in this week or last week, so those are there, so the experience will be better. Yeah. And then you guys know about EpicCon, our two-day conference we did in-house. We had a kickoff meeting this week, and EpicCon 2.0 is confirmed, we're going to do it November 8th and 9th this year, so we're going to do it before the holidays. Less stressful, we'll do it before the holidays. And then have almost be like our holiday celebration as well. Some more to come on that one, but just be aware that we're going to keep Major team better coming out of more. I'll be talking with partners out there as usual for Major assistance. So. And all the stuff I talked about is on our Facebook page. So make sure to subscribe and check it out and keep it up to date. With that, Mr. Chair, that concludes my report.
Very good. Thank you.
So the sponsors for the skateboards, or did
yes.
you buy them?
The sponsors.
Yes, sponsors.
Skate
how many were given
the
away?
35. The Point Skate Shop in Fairfield. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. And then I have a request from a nonprofit and from the school district about the tennis event center, and if that was available for rent for an event.
Not right now. No.
Okay. Is it something in the future?
In the future, yes.
Looking at?
Yes.
Okay.
Not the
rental. And then I have to say this because he asked me to ask you, but I guess you know Graham Myers.
Okay, what was going on?
So, you know the golf course that used to be McKinney Golf Club?
Yes.
And the trees, we planted the trees?
Yes.
It's also a perfect location for a disc golf course.
Yeah. So we're actually working with him. He actually designed another disc golf course for us. And we're working at South of Western Artown Lake. That, and that's all I can do at this point.
But I promised I would say he thought you might laugh, but okay.
No.
Okay.
That spot's always making your mark for something special.
Yeah.
The green, that property though is more going to be a nature preserve right now.
Yeah.
We're heading that direction.
Yeah.
Until we do new trails out there, everything else, because there's no parking for this one. That's the issue. So until we do all that stuff, we're going to do a 9-hole golf course by Rex Town Lake. We have family-friendly disc golf course. I also didn't mention, I totally forgot. Is that your final question?
Well, he was talking about bringing a lot of people in for big, I mean, disc golf is a thing in McKinney, too. Like, people, it's a destination. People come. So that was really just the, he's an awesome guy. And,
I remember him.
Yeah.
So I got him and then Mike McKay, our best guy.
Okay.
I have to mention, Rec Center Town Lake will be closing down this fall for renovations. As part of our program, right, to renovate all of our facilities, this is the last thing on the list. So it's good for us. So every single facility, East of 75, will be renovated. That's been our goal, our 5-year goal, I guess we did it. So all programs will need to hold settlers, Rec Center. While we're doing that, probably 9 months to a year closure. There'll be adding more space. Doing some stuff. We'll have pretty pictures to show them next week.
Okay. Has Matt said anything more about the tennis since opening that up? And has he got new tournaments and stuff?
Yes. Tournaments are, yes, more tournaments.
Yeah.
No, he did a test case. He went ahead and strikes the course with pickleball.
Yeah.
And see if pickleball players pay the full rate to rent it out for tennis player. And he did. So that was a good experiment. He has pickleball days every so often. We didn't think we'd do pickleball for the first 6 months or so, but it seems to be working out okay.
So chicken and pickles coming to Allen.
Yep, that'll help.
So, yeah. Well, that'll help keep us busy, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But right now, the issue in between us playing all Frisco and everything else is rentable pickleball courts.
Yeah.
Like, I'm guaranteed to play at 1:15 on Tuesday. That's what people want. That's what's so hard to come back. So chicken and pickle will
but the tea time.
Exactly, yes. It is that. Yes.
So, a couple observations. I don't know how much you can actually address regarding the golf course. I was out there probably 2 weeks ago. My son was taking lessons out there. So, I know there's a refresh plan for the clubhouse. I wasn't sure like how much is planned, but just some things that I thought could definitely be good. It would just be like fresh paint inside. Lights.
Yes.
And then also, they have that outdoor kind of covered area. I don't know what, you know, what opportunities there might be to do some smaller outdoor concerts or open mic nights out there that aren't getting people on the fairways. And then they're also supposed to be getting some new golf carts, but the current area that holds the golf carts, the number of golf carts that are going to be coming in is going to be more than what they have, and then it's still open. So I don't know if there's any way to like get some flaps to kind of protect those golf carts from weather, because if they're, you know, getting the new carts, then there's no sense in like.
All right, great observation for the same page. So I'll take a back in the word. So the clubhouse, painting, refresh, lighting, we have people come up and look at that already.
Okay.
Public Works with mindset it's time to do a refresh just by dumb luck, the money's coming together.
Okay.
We're spending our initial dollars on fixing all the restrooms. And so maybe outdoor restrooms, and then instead of that restroom on the court, we take it here. That starts next week.
Outdoor restroom got a little pavilion in the air conditioning.
Yeah. So that was our, we had between us here and recording table, of course. The cost renovations, using all the money on the greens, really. So the restrooms are always need to support the restroom space. The outdoor area, Ryan and I talk about that all the time, about creating almost a top golf environment here, where you can have, you know, bar service at the driving range. You can have the outdoor concerts in the sitting area. That will probably happen maybe next year after the team gets the current summer. The golf carts and whatnot, that's up to them. They pay for all those golf carts. They pay the lease on it, 10 grand a month, whatever it is. That facility, I really need some work on it, and I can plan in the future if that's part of this.
There's also a flooding issue out there. Because like whenever we're walking up to the driving range, and I thought it was a water runoff, but they have some type of pump or something that backs up, and then it floods onto the path where people are walking.
So a French drain is being built there.
Okay.
So a French drain goes underneath. There's a front of those sidewalk splits, which right there comes off of this area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a French drain that would happen probably in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And the guys are doing that themselves, not there.
Okay.
Anything else comes up, email me.
Good job.
Yeah.
Hey, it's kind of cool to see all this stuff coming together for sure. So it's pretty
cool.
Oh,
yeah.
We're doing everything.
That's it. And the next one, we'll talk about our restaurant kind of late. We'll have more conversation about the learnings, the garden, the LD, fleshed out. So you'll see other stuff coming together there.
Yeah, that's some of those major projects. All right, let's move on to the regular agenda. Next one is item 230640 to consider, discuss, and act on the recommendation to City Council authorizing the city manager to execute a professional services contract with Kimley Horn and Associates of McKinney, Texas for landscape architectural and engineering services related to the Alish Health Connector Road Project, PK2345. You guys, action will be required on this. We'll need a motion to forward it to the city.
I'll rush off park. You have phase one and phase two disconnected. So if you enter the parking lot here, you can't get to the parking lot to the left, right? So first time this year is always confused. We have a master plan approved by this group to go ahead and connect it all together with this road connection. Tie it together. Here's a bird's eye view that shows the road connection. We're here today because we want to start designing that road connection.
Yes.
So basically, all the red, that'll connect the two parking lots together. The blue square here represents more parking. And over here, we're going to update this entrance with dedicated right to turn lanes out of there. So it won't back up as much. We had this on the books now. What do you think, Miss Jenny? A couple of years we had this kind of figured out. Well, our bandwidth is now opening up. Now we can start chipping away at this master plan even more so. We'd love to get a recommendation approval to hire Kimley Horn. They do a lot of great work for us. Design contract is $500,000. This is a $6 to $7 million project, probably all in. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I will stand for any questions.
I made a mistake. It's actually going to be about $560,000, not to exceed, because that doesn't include the parking lot.
Got it.
So sorry about that. It's $560,000.
So I will amend our note there. Your motion is the same motion.
Okay, yeah. Any other questions? All right, do we have a motion to approve this item?
My motion, yes.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Maybe motion?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Thanks, Chris. Okay. So we have a motion on the table to move this on to City Council. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, the motion passes. Okay. Okay, let's go to our next item. Item number 23-0641. Consider, discuss, and act again on the recommendation to City Council on a resolution authorizing the city manager to execute a contract for the construction of the EA Randall's Park Improvement Project. Again, in action is
reflected. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, this is EA Randall's Park, one of our most used parks in the neighborhood. A lot of practices there, things of that nature. Pretty wide open right now. This is the master plan that we approved as a group a couple years ago. Again, we're at that point now, it's on the list, let's start getting it done. We're going to start with the area in red first, that corner of the park. And that's what will include there. New parking lot, splash pad, playground, basketball court, open lawn area. Really a great improvement overall. I'll pause here for a second because you're bearing how the house looks.
Can you go back to the slide before? There's a pavilion somewhere over there. Yeah, that's the big thing for that area, shade. I mean, there's not a lot of trees there.
Yeah, there are these giant shade pavilions here. It's a big one.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Got it.
We've got that. Exactly. Also, an important point out, and I think this may be Jen, correct me if I'm wrong, the sidewalk will have every lane, that trail. So if there's no trail, there's no sidewalk on this side of the street.
Correct.
No part of the park. Yeah. So we'll add a trail, which is, that's going to cut off like 10 phone calls a year. So there you go. This one we had four people bid on it. Really good tight range of bid number, which is always good. And so we're looking to get approval to not exceed about $3.4 million for this project. We think that's actually a very good number. That came in the lower estimates. A very good value.
Okay.
All
right. Do we have a motion to approve this item?
I'll make a motion.
Leslie,
I'll second it.
Yeah. Leslie made the motion. Kelvin
second. Okay, sorry, I'll give it to Kelvin.
Or was that second?
Either way.
Yeah.
Kelvin,
yeah.
It's good.
Leslie made the motion. Kelvin second.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I don't know.
All in favor.
All right. you're the boss. You're the boss. So.
You're the first one I heard. All right, motion passed. Alright, let's move on to citizen comments. And citizens. So, any other comments from, let's just start with board members and then we'll do the comments. Comments first.
A couple updates. McKinney Park Foundation, we'll talk about East McKinney Learning Garden next time. Is that coming up? So, just quickly though, MCDC approved use of the property on the northwest corner of the Tops campus for the Learning Garden. So MPF is a new sponsor. THR Foundation is partnering with us. Produce from the garden will go to La Tiendita, to Community Garden Kitchen, and right now East McKinney Farmers Market that Monica Escamilla is leading. So pretty fired up about that. So we're in the middle of fundraising, actually just beginning that. Without even trying, we've raised about $30,000 of roughly $130,000 that we're going to try to raise. So THR Foundation is taking lead on the rest of that. So more to follow next month?
Yep. As you guys remember, part of our flush approval we had with you guys 2 weeks ago, we was talking about subfunding from Parks Recreation to help fund that project, so we were good at doing that.
Yeah, great partnership with PROS, with the city, Public Works is probably going to have a role in it, and CDC.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of good stuff going on. Plenty of MPF volunteer opportunities. I'm looking around the table. I don't remember seeing any of you guys. But we do have our first annual trail run this Saturday at Gray Branch Parkland. We threw this up there just to see what would happen to try to raise a little bit of money to buy fuel, maintenance on the equipment that we've got, and other supplies. We have 17 sponsors. Thank you, Deidre, for being one of them. Raised 111 registrants so far. We've netted over $9,000 on it, which is phenomenal. So way beyond expectations. It'll probably get close to 10,000 by the time that we're done. So we'll see how it goes and hopefully replicate it going forward. So stop by, register if you want a t-shirt, and we'll have breakfast for you too. So. so
that's what
Saturday.
What time is Saturday?
Saturday from about 8:45 until 11. That is it.
I'm just curious, what's going on with the land east of Painted Tree?
This is the old sports complex, parcel, Leaders. Yeah, we're not right.
Okay.
That place is going up fast.
Oh, yeah. There are grand opening events coming up pretty soon, I think.
Yes.
Yes, I have a couple of things that Aaron wanted to share. So, Visit McKinney sales missions. Aaron and Marie are attending Connect Marketplace in Minneapolis, Minnesota from August 21st through the 24th. They'll have one-on-one meetings with sports meeting planners from around the country, and then they'll showcase the facilities managed by the McKinney Parks and Rec Department. Visit McKinney also partnered with the Parks and Rec team to help co-produce a one-sheet sales document that we left with these planners talking about the sports portfolio that McKinney has built. And then everybody is invited to our grand reopening of the Visit McKinney Visitor Center and Shop. The Visit McKinney Visitor Experience Center and Shop will take place on September the 7th. The official ribbon cutting with the chamber will be at 4:30 p.m., followed by tours and refreshments until 6 p.m. So again, that's going to be September 7th. And then I have a separate announcement. So where are my golfers? Okay, so save the date. We know that Epic Con is taking place November 8th and 9th. McKinney Christian is having their annual golf tournament on November the 6th, and I'll have more details next month. So get your foursomes together and get your sponsorship dollars together before the Epic Con. So November the 6th.
November 6th.
November?
November.
It'll be cooler. I'll do anything less than 50 degrees.
We'll probably have some hand warmers if we have
to. That's a rough ass out.
That's everything.
Great, thanks. All right. Any comments from staff? Marty, how are you keeping people cool?
Yeah.
It's a challenge.
Yeah, they're coming in a little earlier. They are coming in earlier to keep the heat. Taking quicker breaks, but they're doing the best they can. In the heat. So,
yeah, I appreciate all the work. Any other staff? Words? All right, director, any last words? We can do this in under a half hour.
That is amazing.
20 minutes, so you guys be aware. Okay, so Sam makes a motion. Could somebody make a motion to adjourn, please, Sam?
I would
like to make a motion to adjourn. Sue, like to second it. All right, thanks. So we have a motion to adjourn. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye.